This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Just for you. We made this just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Went to a wedding once. The people might still be around here. It was 30 years ago. My wife and I were dating still. But one of her sorority sisters got married. And the dad had written a song that was sung at the wedding. And it was the daughter's name. I'm gonna put in fake names. But it was like, let's say it's Susie and John. And the song was, "Susie's very beautiful, John. We made her just for you." And then went on from there. And I thought, well, that's interesting. That's love. It was cute. It was very cute. All right, let me get into the fastest 15 here for crying out loud. We're going to talk, by the way, an hour from now, our friend John Curley is going to drop by for a visit with us. Let's get into the Fast 15 now. Okay, yesterday I played for you that our president, Joe Biden, his handlers took him over to an ice cream shop. And I played you a soundbite, but I have another one because I didn't realize this. This is the kind of, you know how the reporters, they were very tough on Donald Trump. And they were just grilling him and they hated him. Listen to the question that they asked Joe Biden. And listen to how the reporters squealed with delight at his answer.
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate, chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. Mr. President, what is your message?
That's the press corps. Oh. Just so stupid. Oh, man. It's like my cousin Leisha looking at a picture of David Cassidy and Tiger Beat in 1971. Oh, what kind of ice cream is it again?
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate, chocolate chip.
Mr. President, what is your message?
Yeah, good watchdogs of government. If that had been Trump, chocolate, chocolate chip, why in the world didn't you order burgundy cherry ice cream? Yeah, it's a different time. Bill Cosby is back in the news. And Nicole and I, separately, we each have a Bill Cosby story. And many, many years ago, Nicole, Bill Cosby came on this show. And I was kind of excited. I've never liked his stand-up. I know that Jerry Seinfeld, who I think is one of the all-time great stand-up comedians and just a technician and a wordsmith. Jerry Seinfeld thinks that Bill Cosby should be on the Mount Rushmore of comedy. It was Cosby, Don Rickles. I don't remember who the other two were, according to Seinfeld. But Seinfeld thinks he's the greatest. But I recognize he had the most watched television show in America in the 80s. He is a legendary figure. And this is before all of the, you know, sexual assault on women was known. Back then, I mean, he was the most beloved person with his TV show and everything that he had accomplished. So I was excited to have him on, and he was almost incoherent. He just wasn't making any sense. He was rambling on, and I thought that he might have had the start of some dementia. And then you told me that you had an encounter with him as well.
I did. I was working for a different show at the time, and I was very excited to have him on. I was a big fan of the Cosby Show, so I called him to get him on the line, and I just assumed a handler or somebody would answer the phone, and so I dialed the number, and I don't even know if it rang. He answered it so quickly, and so it kind of threw me off, and I said, "Oh, hello, is Bill Cosby available?" And he goes, "Honey, how old are you?" And I go, 26. And he said, "It's Mr. Cosby." And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were going to pick up the phone. And then I don't know what he said after that. And then I put him through, and then he mentioned it on air and said, kids today, they just don't respect their elders. I'm like, okay, kids.
I'm surprised he didn't demand that you call him Dr. Cosby. Because right? I remember he got this bogus honorary doctorate from Temple, I think. And so in the closing credits on The Cosby Show, he would always be listed as Dr. Bill Cosby. And by the way, unless you are a medical doctor or a dentist, maybe a psychiatrist. I think a psychiatrist is technically a medical doctor. They go to med school, I think. Anyway, but unless you're one of those. But these, you know, like Dr. Jill Biden and the people with doctorates in other fields, you're not a doctor.
I know, there should be a distinction.
There should be.
Different
should
doctors.
Be, for all the medical doctors, it should be doctor. And for everybody else, it should be not really a doctor, Jill Biden. That sort
of thing. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's my proposal to make better. Okay, so Bill Cosby's back in the news because he was given a 3 to 10 year sentence in 2018 for drugging and sexually assaulting women. And he has been trying to get out of prison. And so he made a proposal to the parole board in Pennsylvania that he be released from prison earlier this month. And it sounds like they were thinking about letting him do that. They said, if you get out of prison, you'll have to enroll in a therapy program for violent sexual offenders. And Bill Cosby refused. He refused to accept going into a therapy program outside of prison. Now, they say his spokesperson said, well, we knew he would have been rejected even if we had agreed to that. So we didn't agree to it. So,
well, he's also living in a pretty fancy prison. So maybe he's enjoying it. I mean, he will. I'm pretty sure he'll end up dying there. This was his chance to not.
Yeah, he's 83 years old. And then here's the thing that's so creepy. Because he's in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting women. This is a joke that Bill Cosby told on one of his comedy albums in 1969. So we're talking about a full 50 years before he was convicted of drugging women.
When I was 13, man, start talking about weird things. No, really, stand on a corner. You know anything about Spanish Fly? What? Spanish Fly? It always happens when you're 13. Only when you're 13 on up to, like, when you get married. Guys stand around and talk about Spanish Fly, and it never starts with one of the guys on the corner. It's always some strange 13-year-old that says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me.
And I'm thinking maybe I should jump in and explain. For our younger listeners who may not have ever heard about what Spanish Fly is, and it's true. When I was a teenager, when I was 13, 14, we did talk about it. It was supposedly an aphrodisiac, but you would slip it into, by legend. I never saw it. I never knew anything about it other than what, you know, the urban legend was. But Spanish Fly, you're supposed to slip it into a girl's drink, and it would make you sexually irresistible to her. And so, yeah, for 13, 14-year-olds, they were always talking about it. But I was thinking, as I'm listening to the Cosby thing from 1969, maybe there are a lot of people under the age. Have you ever heard of Spanish Fly before, Nicole?
Not before I heard that clip way back in the day, but
right.
Before I
yeah,
heard
so
that
just thought,
clip, no.
There are probably a lot of people in their, you know, 20s, 30s listening who've never heard of Spanish Fly. Okay, so anyway, get back to how creepy this is, given what he's in prison for now.
Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man, she... yeah, Spanish, oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish Fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl, what's your ass on Spanish Fly, boy? Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish Fly, I'd light that corner up over there. So I thought it only existed in Philly.
Yeah, that's enough of that. It's just creepy. That's what he ended up going to prison for 50 years later, was drugging and sexually assaulting women. That's, He'd been maybe he'd been doing it his entire life, and maybe that was the seed of that joke. All right, onward in our fastest 15. Yesterday, I played for you a clip. Joe Biden has nominated a guy to be the head of ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And we played a very entertaining back and forth between Senator John Kennedy and the ATF nominee. When John Kennedy said, the nominee said he will ban assault rifles and he will confiscate them. Meaning if you don't willingly give up your AR-15, and there are millions of them in America, if you don't willingly give it up, and I don't think too many owners are going to willingly give it up, he said they will confiscate them. Meaning he'll send federal agents to your house, and by whatever means necessary, they will confiscate your gun. That is this guy's plan. So Senator John Kennedy said, so what is an assault rifle in your
opinion? Define it for me, would you please, sir? What's an assault weapon?
Yeah, Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is,
what is your
dozens of pages.
Of
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
You don't have any. You're going to run this agency and you don't have a definition of assault weapon.
But I would be enforcing the definition that members
of
Congress
have. Yeah, but you're going to be issuing rules and regulations. Just give me your definition.
I'll give you one definition that ATF
Give me your definition.
Uses. One definition that ATF currently
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you won't answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
Okay. So that's who's going to be in charge of ATF if the Senate confirms him and he wants to confiscate the guns of 3 million Americans. Well, let me continue with the gun stupidity topic. Seattle Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, she sent out a tweet 2 days ago that reads, there were 13 mass shootings this weekend alone. It shouldn't be easier to get a gun than to vote in this country. That's one of the most stupid, most ignorant things I've read in a long time. Because to vote, you don't even have to show ID. You can just walk up and vote. You don't even have to walk up anywhere. You can just sit and have some vote harvesters, ballot harvesters. They'll bring you a ballot. They'll tell you how to fill it out, and then they'll take it to the drop box. They can go all around the encampments and the... Yeah, just... We know how the game's been played. So it's very easy to vote in this country. It's way too easy to vote. You should have to show ID. Now, to buy a gun, according to Pramila Jayapal, it's easier to get a gun than to vote in this country. Okay, I voted in November. Ballot was sent to me, I filled it out, took it to a drop box. Pretty easy. I have also purchased another gun recently. I made the purchase, and my great sponsor, West Coast Armory North, by the way. No, but I made the purchase, and then there is you got to fill out a form on the computer that is submitted for yet another background check of you, and there's a 10-day waiting period, 10 business days, before you can pick up the gun that you have just purchased. So you have to go back a couple of weeks later to go and get it. And for Pramila Jayapal to say that it's easier to get a gun than to vote is just, it shows the level of absolute ignorance in politics, in politicians, when it comes to guns and gun issues. And I don't want them making any gun laws if they have no clue what they're talking about. And next up in the fastest 15, Sean, you're kind of a foodie. You like to cook. You do a lot of cooking with friends, you've told me over the years.
Yeah, indeed. Yep.
All right. Do you enjoy diners, drive-ins, and dives?
You know, that's funny. When I used to have cable and some sort of television entertainment that wasn't, you know, like a streaming service, when that was on, I found myself watching it and being very entertained. And also sort of grossed out, because sometimes on that show, Guy Fieri and other shows like this, when they take a bite of these burgers or these pieces of food, he just puts it right all up in there and gets all that food all over his face. It's kind of gross, but a somewhat entertaining show, yeah.
Do you like it, Nicole? Do you enjoy it?
That was a long answer.
I don't watch it a lot, but so a quick local connection. There's a little cafe, the Vula's Offshore Cafe. Do you know where that is? Down on
the North Greek one in Fremont, right?
Yeah. So those guys have been on his show, and they're friends with Guy, and so he goes to their restaurant.
I know.
I love that little cafe, and Nico sits there. He's always very nice to me, and he's a fan of the show.
So. Yeah, I think the first season, they profiled Mike's Chili, which is in that old brick building right under the Ballard Bridge. I think they're still,
Mike's
Chili still going?
Yep, yeah. Good chili, yeah.
Yeah, they've been there since 1922. I went there in a snowstorm a few years ago. I had a really good rig with great four-wheel drive, and I wanted to drive in the snow. And so this is when my girls were still at home. So we piled in the car, and I said, let's go to Mike's Chili. This seems like a chilly night. And I didn't realize that kids couldn't go in. I think it's 21 and over. But, man, I tell you, you want to know where Dory Monson Show listeners are? It's Mike's Chili in Ballard. I've never walked into a place where immediately everybody seemed to know me and listen to the show, and they were all so nice, just good salt of the earth people. The old Ballard crowd.
Well, really, and right next door at Vula's Offshore Cafe, they're big fans as well. Back to that connection.
Oh, really? It's nice to hear.
Yes, but okay. I might get a comp meal once in a while when I go there because
I don't want to hear about that.
They're very good. Yeah. I tip well to make up for it. I want to hear about
that. Anyway, the reason I bring this, Guy Fieri seems like somebody that I would not care for. Just the character he's created, the bleached hair, the sunglasses backward on the back of the neck, the little catchphrases. Generally, as my kids would say, that's not my vibe. But I love that show. I love him.